praising God. We have a great example of a small group right here in Acts, in the very first church. They were still wet behind the ears, as my mom would like to say. And what does the Bible say that God did for that church? Let's read it together, the last sentence. And day by day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. We can also turn to another book in the Bible to get another avenue of this concept. And let's turn to Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. Keep your Bibles handy this morning, please. Turn to Genesis 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea," etc., etc., etc. Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. Did you hear the identity of the Creator there? God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness." Have you ever noticed that expression of plurality in Genesis before? These 11 words include three references to God's unique nature. This is the beginning of what the church has come to call the Trinity. At the same time, however, God's singularity is a core doctrine of the church as well. In other words, Scripture begins the creation story with the theological idea of plurality within oneness. Plurality within oneness. What do I mean when I say theological? Ology is what? The science of, the study of, and what's theo? God, right? Theo is God. So theology is the study of God, right? So as we look at this, we find in Scripture there's a oneness, but yet there's a plurality to the nature of God. And this plurality of being comes to consensus to create humans in their image. Let us make humans. Let us make humans in our image. It's not enough to say that, well, they create in their collective image, which in part is a community-bearing image. It's not enough to say that God is interested in community or even obsessed with community, but God, defined and understood, is community. Does that make sense? God, defined and understood, is community. One of my favorite theologians, Jürgen Moltmann, believes that the Trinity is the ideal community, and it should be. It's God, right? So, one that the local church should continually look to as its ultimate goal of becoming. My point in showing this to you this morning is that God says, "Let us make humankind in our image according to our likeness." So what do you think that implies to us as human beings? We are to operate in community. Anyone else? And to be like God, we yearn to be in community, right? We yearn to be in community. You see, Eric's words here, I don't know if it's more clear or not, but God chose to embed us in a distinct distinct kind of relational DNA, okay? God chose to embed in us a distinct kind of relational DNA. God created us all with what Eric would say, a community gene. That's just a layman term. That's nothing scientific there, all right? A community gene, an inborn, intentional, inescapable part of what it means to be human. God created us all with a community gene, an inborn, intentional, inescapable part of what it means to be human. That is a misprint up there. It's supposed to be inborn. This is another reason why it's important for churches to have small groups. People don't come to church simply to satisfy spiritual needs. We all come internally wired with a desire for connection. with a desire for connection. The hunger for togetherness is an inescapable mark of humanity. If we ignore it, we deny the truth of creation. And to be honest with you, people will find community somewhere else where they are accepted.